Hello, and welcome to Haz Matters, the Dangerously Good Hazmat Podcast, where dangerous goods experts share their insights on what's most important right now in the hazmat supply chain. I'm Jeff Siegel, a primary writer for the Label Master blog. Joining me today are Diego Cotelli, Director of Sakeem, and Rhonda Jessup, Label Master Director of Global Learning. Welcome, Diego and Rhonda.
Hey, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Today, we're talking about dangerous goods transport in South America, where Diego has helped lead efforts to harmonize regulations across the continent. So I'll start out with a couple of questions for Diego. Can you briefly describe the unharmonized state of South American DG regulations a few years ago?
Thanks, Jeff. I will try to keep it briefly. You know, just 4 years ago, the regulations for road transportation of dangerous goods in South America region were based in seven different versions of the UN model regulations. These versions ranged from the 7th to the 17th versions. That is almost 20 years of difference from one country to another one. It happened that the product, a single product, was classified on one way in one country, while the near country also classified that dangerous goods in another class. So this was making the shipper a really mess. Need to change the plates and placards in the where they're crossing the customs in to the destination country. At that time, we also have seven different models of emergency action cards that were mandatory for transportation. A single product that was circulating to the roads in the region could require up to 3 or 4 placard changes, and if this was not done, it could be subject to a fine of $20,000. So that is really a challenging situation to the shippers in South America. Other difficulties we found in a research we made was that some countries only have a brief references in their regulations, such as we follow what is indicated in the UN model regulations, just that. That means that those countries doesn't have a transcription of the regulations in their regulation in their rules. So that's another problem, because all the compliance from the shipper will be very subjective to the authority that will control them.
And that was just 4 years ago?
That was just 4 years ago.
How is the situation different today?
Well, right now, I want to give some basis of what is our starting point. We are presenting the Mercosur Agreement for transport dangerous goods. First of all, Mercosur is a big territory. It covers 5.7 million square miles and a population that exceeds 295 million people. And this new Mercosur agreement provides us a legal and technical framework for the member countries. The member countries of Mercosur are Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, and there are two associated states as Venezuela and Bolivia. So these member countries can transport dangerous goods in a safe way, an harmonized way. Also, we have an Annex 2 of this Mercosur agreement that are technical regulations and that provide uniform criteria for classification, marking, or labeling. That's another step forward we have for the harmonization. And also have common documentation requirements for the transport that also provides some common basis to all the signatories of countries of the agreement. What happens to those countries that are not member of the Mercosur? This is a starting point for their regulations to incorporate this type of technical regulations. At this point, Mercosur is working with the Latin American Integration Association, with acronym is ALADI, that they are updating what we call the International Land Transport Agreement. This is an agreement signed by the countries in South America, and we're trying to incorporate these technical rules to that agreement so we can expand the Mercosur agreement to the other countries.
So, Diego, you're saying now from Venezuela in the northern part of South America all the way to the southern tip of Argentina, it's the same set of dangerous goods transport regulations from one point to the other?
Yes. That's the framework that Mercosur agreement provides right now. So this is a good starting point for the region to get a common framework for all the other countries. So we're working on that with ALADI to get this on the road.
So the new Mercosur regulations, Have they made shipping dangerous goods to and through South America easier?
Yes, completely. You know, the first time in our history, we have a very detailed and technical regulations to follow. So that is a good starting point for those shippers, even within South America, also from outside South America. They can right now have a detailed regulation to follow, and that will be easier work for them to do it.
Sounds great. Now, for our audience, which is mostly North American shippers, they'll want to know, are there significant differences between the 49 CFR and these Mercosur regulations?
Yes, there are some interesting differences. I will not list everything. I went not to spoil the training course, so you can go through and take the rest of the differences. But basically, the Mercosur agreement is based on the UN Model Regulation. So if you are trained on that, you will not have any problem to understand our new regulations. But there are some particularities in limited quantity per transport unit. This is a requirement or exemptions that we have in Mercosur that depends on the quantity of product you load on the transport unit, not taking in consideration the capacity of the container. So this is a particular situation here in South America. We also have some exemptions for consumer products such as cosmetics. And also we have some special provisions for Mercosur that require the control of enforcement authorities. So there are some particular situations you need to take into consideration when shipping those dangers, and they are all listed in the new training course.
Okay, so if I'm say an American manufacturer, I'm shipping a dangerous goods item to Brazil, the air regulations are the same. Those are covered by IATA. Once that shipment gets to Brazil, though, I have to make sure that everything is packaged and labeled and documented in accordance with these regulations. Is that correct?
That's correct. And you will have it in English, so you will fully understand everything there.
Perfect, perfect. So you mentioned the training course. Rhonda, Label Master now offers a new training course that Diego mentioned that's in English about the new Mercosur regulations. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, Jeff. We had the opportunity to partner with Diego and his organization to create this unique English course that now brings the South American regulations, the Mercosur regulations, to the United States and North America. And the course encompasses all aspects of the Mercosur regulations. So it provides an overview of Mercosur, how Mercosur applies in the countries that are parties to the Mercosur agreement. And then it also provides the technical information, what shippers need to know to move dangerous goods compliantly, the marking, labeling, packaging requirements, along with any potential fines and sanctions that they can, you know, expect to receive if they're not in compliance with these regulations. So it's pretty much a go-to course for anybody who wants to move the dangerous goods into and out of Mercosur countries.
Great, great. And who would you recommend take this course?
Any organization that is either importing or exporting in and out of the Mercosur countries. As Diego mentioned earlier, the regulations in South America have been so diluted and, you know, not harmonized at all throughout South America. And this opportunity under Mercosur allows shippers to actually consolidate and understand the harmonization of these regulations. And so it will enable them to move their products in and out with much greater ease once they understand the regulations.
So if I'm an organization that is importing or exporting to or from South America, what people within my company would I want to take this?
Well, pretty much anybody who is involved in the movement of those dangerous goods from or to the Mercosur country. So that would be, you know, your shippers, your packagers, your handlers, your loaders, anyone preparing the shipments for movement, and right on up to probably your sales folks that would need some sort of information on products if they're talking to potential clients. So this would pretty much, you know, go just about through the organization at all levels involved in the movement of dangerous goods.
So even say customer service people?
Absolutely.
That makes sense. I would like to ask Diego really one last question. You mentioned the other South American countries. Do you see further harmonization? And do you see a point in the future where these Mercosur regulations would cover the entire continent?
Yes. Well, that's the, as I mentioned previously, that's the starting point we're looking on. We are working with ALADI in the integration of other countries to the Mercosur agreement. That means Chile and Peru are member of ALADI, so they will probably sign in this agreement very soon. And we are going also taking some discussions with other countries, such as Colombia, Ecuador, to be incorporated also. So I think it's, we are in the way to getting some harmonized regulations very soon.
That sounds outstanding. And this, really, it opens up a world of opportunity for shippers on both continents to have easily understood regulations that are broadly harmonized, just to make everything easier to get dangerous goods from one point to another. Thank you, Diego and Rhonda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Once again, that was Diego Gattelli, Director of SACIM, and Rhonda Jessup, Label Masters Director of Global Learning. For details from today's conversation, please visit labelmaster.com/podcasts. And remember, you can get many of your DG shipping questions answered free at the Label Master Regulatory Hotline, 1-800-621-5808, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening to Haz Matters, the Dangerously Good HazMat Podcast.